Having taken a detour to check out the international scenery and resolve national agendas, the Diski is back once more and local rivalries will resume this weekend. While Bid vs Verts continue their incredible run at the top, can Solinas finally find a winning formula? Those are the questions that only the weekend can answer. Welcome to the show, everybody. My name is Nkululeko Nkeu and I'm your host, and this is the weekend special.
Soccer La Duma Radio.
Now that the international break is over, on the show today we'll give you the fixtures from the upcoming ABSA Premiership and National First Division clashes. We'll also give you the latest football news from the week gone by. Peter Roth will provide an update on the latest developments in the National First Division. We'll also catch up with Banyana Banyana coach Desiree Ellis, whose side is hosting the 2018 COSAFA Women's Cup. SuperSport United have secured themselves yet another cup final. They will clash against Cape Town City in Durban for the MTNA title. Over the past three seasons, Matsansa Pitori have consistently made their mark in cup competitions, winning many of them along the way. Sundowns and Verts have also had their say when it comes to claiming trophies. So our central theme for today's show is, looking at the past three seasons, which club do you think deserved to be called the Cup Kings of Mzansi football and why? Send your voice note to 066-171-0346. And we've had a lot of the voice notes as well. We'll pay them across the show. Taking a look now at the response on social media, there was a lot of banter, a lot of people claiming that their teams deserve to be called Cup Kings of South African football. However, unanimously, the logical ones, the ones that are not as biased towards their own teams, have mentioned the two Tswana Giants, SuperSport United and Mamelodi Sundowns. Nkosinathi Nguyane is saying that on Facebook, that's between the two Tswana outfits, no arguments on that one. Mamelodi Sundowns and SuperSport United are the Cup Kings, or have been the Cup Kings over the past three seasons in South African football. And Puti Mukafani says, Skima Matatansa are the undisputed kings of trophies, no doubt about that. That is SuperSport United. Wesley Dlamini says, without being jealous, Sundowns have been a marvel to watch for the past three seasons. And lastly, Kiaoboka Musi says, the Cup Kings of Mzansi football is SuperSport United. As for Sundowns, they are just buying their success. So those are the thoughts of people on Facebook. Will play your thoughts across on voice notes throughout the show.
I'm not a Sundowns fan, I'm a Kaizer Chiefs fan, but Sundowns have been dominating in the league for the past 3 years. Hopefully that will turn out in the other way. The Kaizer Chiefs are getting there.
Every Wednesday, you can get yourself a copy of the Soccer La Duma newspaper for all the latest football stories and exclusive interviews with players and coaches. Well, here is what was covered on this week's edition of the Soccer La Duma newspaper. Sipiwe Chabalala catches up with Quota Brother, with our editor, Vuyani Joni, as he spoke about his move to Turkey. Shaba talks about how the move initially happened and also gives insight on the reception he received from Erzurumspor's fans. And our journalist Joe Cren had a hard-hitting and fascinating investigative piece on the CS Special. I certainly enjoyed that. He spoke to Lance Davis, who's the agent of Ajax Cape Town's goalkeeper, Brendan Petersen. They alleged that Ajax Cape Town blocked Brendan Petersen's move to Mamelodi Sundowns. At the same time, Joe Cren also spoke to Ajax Cape Town to hear their side of the story from their chairman, Ari Efstathio. It's an excellent piece of journalism. I certainly enjoyed it. I hope you will do too. And another one for your attention is Beaver Nazo's interview with Free State Stars coach Luke Imael, who had a bone to pick with Steve Compella and Bobby Mutaung. The interview is a tell-all revelation from the coach as he clears the air about a few things. And Bafana Bafana star Aubrey Modiba is on the revolving column speaking about the national team's disappointing outing against Libya. And finally, Peter Roth chats to Ajax Cape Town striker Prince Nxumalo, who has hit the ground running in the National First Division. Catch all that great content and so much more in the latest edition of the Soccer La Duma newspaper.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Isaacolo Tizaro Sojana from Yudne Kitinach. I have to go for Mamelodi Sundowns as the King's Cup. For them to win the PSL title two times in a row, and still they go all the way to win the CAF Champions League, which is the biggest trophy in Africa. I have to give them a credit. I'm an Orlando Pirates supporter, but I go for Mamelodi Sundowns.
If it just so happens that by any chance you were hiding under a rock during the international break, well, here are some of the stories that made headlines in the world of football over the past 7 days. Kaizer Chiefs say that they are studying the decision of the Premier Soccer League's disciplinary committee after they were told to play at least two of their home games behind closed doors. Amakhosi were punished after the unruly scenes of April the 21st as supporters stormed the field following a defeat to Free State Stars in the Nedbank Cup, with numerous people being injured and millions of rands worth of damage being caused. It appears that the Glamour Boys are considering an appeal of the ban, which could get underway in September against Polokwane City, and the club's official Twitter account explained this week that they have received the PSL ruling and that they are currently studying it. Moving right along, Orlando Pirates have issued a warning about what they termed as fraudulent activity taking place in the name of the club. In a statement issued in the club's official Twitter account, the Buccaneers have warned of fraudulent activity on coach Rulani Mokoena's social media accounts, citing that the prospective football youngsters are being asked to pay a fee for trials, which they say does not happen at all. Bucks have stated that the information regarding the club's activities, such as trials, will be in the form of announcements on the club's official website and social media accounts, and we thank them for that heads up. AmaZulu have been fined 640,000 by the Premier Soccer League for spectator misbehavior and failure to provide adequate security during one of the team's matches. As confirmed by the league, the KZN outfit has been found guilty based on the events that transpired in their ABSA Premiership match against Mamelodi Sundowns in March. A portion of the fine, 320,000, has been suspended for a period of 24 months, provided that the Durban-based club is not found guilty of a similar offense. Moving on to a matter of national importance, the South African Football Association has announced a groundbreaking partnership with insurance company OUTsurance over the next 5 years. SAFA have tied down a deal with OUTsurance to sponsor the country's match officials with the hopes of improving the standard of officiating at the various levels in the country. Match officials will now be kitted out in green and purple colors of the company, whilst there will also be funding allocated to the development of referees. And finally, on a sad note, National First Division outfit Utungati FC are in total shock following the sudden death of their popular chairman, Mr. Nicholas Mkize. Mkize was allegedly gunned down on Monday evening. The Premier Soccer League has also weighed in, sharing their condolences on their official websites and Twitter accounts. Those were some of the stories that made headlines in the world of football. For more of them, as always, check out www.sokoladuma.co.za.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sure, what's up, me, KZN? Yeah, I think for me, Super Sports, because they won the Nedbank Cup twice between 2016 and 2017. Then again, they won EMCN Ace last year, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, so for me, Cup Kings and J, Super Sports. Shots.
All right, we're now joined on the line by National First Division Specialist Peter Roth. Peter, thank you very much for joining us on Sokala Duma Radio. How is it going?
Pleasure. It's another Friday, another weekend of exciting games.
So far, so good. What have you made of the matches so far? We are now in game week 4. After 3 games, what have you made? What are you worried about?
Look, I think that the biggest problem is Ubuntu without a win in 3, showing no signs that things are going to improve. So that's a worry. And strangely enough, Real Kings are in the same situation.
The same situation, exactly.
But they've got a bye this weekend because of the sad passing of Nicholas Nkizi, the owner of Utungati. Condolences to them and all the supporters and his family, because what a wonderful man. I only met him twice, but a humble gentleman. And you know, if all soccer bosses were like him, it would be a much better place, I can tell you.
Yeah, I mean, when we first had the story and ran with the story, it was shocking. And I've been listening to the radio as well, keeping track about the story. The fact that he is also involved in the taxi business, the circumstances that led to his death. Do you think that perhaps, and I was having this conversation outside with a colleague, do you think that perhaps that will have a detrimental impact, his death will have a detrimental impact with the club, seeing that usually teams are financed by one human being, and when he's no more, perhaps the team will go down.
Well, I'm not sure exactly who the other board members are. That's the issue. I know that last year they were struggling because, you know, when they got promoted, even though they get they got the 380,000, which has gone up to 500 this season, they were battling because of the long away trips. So look, I'm not sure. Only time will tell. We're not sure how the actual club is made up. I think, you know, what, let's see, maybe by December, some of the sharks around there will want to buy the club if results haven't gone according to plan. Look, we don't know. I don't think they want to, but look, the coach, Johnny Ferreira, says they're a strong team. And, the sad thing, according to Johnny, was that he didn't bring bodyguards on that evening. And Johnny questioned. So obviously there were, maybe he had received threats, or he knew in the taxi industry it wasn't safe, and he always had people around him. But sadly, you know, that's what's happened. And, you know, it's not the first chairman. I mean, we remember in the 80s Pirates, or in the 70s Pirates lost the chairman.
All right. And now let's take a look at the upcoming fixtures for the weekend ahead, rather. Bombela United, Richards Bay, Ajax Cape Town, Sakuma Tsamatsevandira, all at 7 points, and they are all traveling. Let's look at that. Which main fixtures for you that you would like to share with the listener and say that this is one to look out for?
Look, I think Bombela coming to Ardis Valley, where there's probably going to be a very strong home base. Stellenbosch is going to be playing there for the next few months until the other ground at the university is ready. But that could be a very hard place for Bombela to even pick up points. And Stellenbosch, after two losses in a row, they're definitely going to be keen to grab all 3 points. I went to the kit launch this week, and the bark is very upbeat. So I think they're going to do well.
And Ajax Cape Town are hosting, traveling to TS Sporting, Tsakoma traveling to Royal Eagles. Let's look at those fixtures.
Yeah, look, Benson Mashlongo versus Mushin. It's a gross one. Yeah, look, Ajax have never traveled. Look at last season, they didn't win one on the road. And this is going to be, you know, in the sticks somewhere. They're not going to be used to traveling to that sort of area. And the ground is also going to be very hostile. I'm not sure about the surface, but yeah, it could be. Look, anything can happen. Eh? Beware for the former PSL team. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I was interested to ask you though, whether or not you think Ajax Cape Town will bounce back immediately up. I saw them against Cape Umoya United. It was really a very difficult game to digest as a spectator. It ended as 0-0. It wasn't entertaining. And I looked at the team. They were playing 4-5-3-2, five defenders at the back, playing a different formation to what we used to at Ajax Cape Town. So do you think that it's going to be easy for them, or do you see them getting a playoff spot at the very least?
No, look, nothing's easy in the NFC. I mean, I think even the owners of Ajax will admit that at this early stage, even though they're up there with 7 points. Nothing's easy in the NFC. It's cutthroat football, totally different, very bunched up. Prince Nomala was telling me that it's even, you know, he's admitting it. He knows the league, but a lot of his teammates have still got to adjust. So, it's not going to be an easy at all. Because it's a long season, and I think Richards Bay are going to do well. You know, there's a lot of other teams up there. Let's have a look at it again after 15 games and see where they are. But yeah, I don't think, nothing's easy in this league.
All right. Before we let you go, Peter, just take a look at the situation with the Cape Town Stadium and Cape Town teams not having to play at home for the most part. What is the current status update now? I hear that you were speaking about Stellenbosch. Have they been given a go-ahead to play at another stadium? Has it been approved? Are there any other alternatives for the other clubs?
Nothing at the moment. Ardis Valley has been approved. Professor Swash was there. He even had a look at Kayamandi, the local township, but he decided to give Stellenbosch the go-ahead. But as it stands, I'm not quite sure what the latest is on Athlone, but at the moment, they were resurfacing the entire ground. So that takes a long time, and they were having problems with the water that was coming through from the pumps. And even if Athlone gets sorted out, we're still going to have a lot of clubs, because Vasco da Gama, where they used to play, that's out of the question as well, because that surface is not very good.
All right, Peter Roth, we thank you very much for the update. We'll chat to you in a few weeks' time to give us an insight about the National First Division. Thank you so much, sir.
No problem. Thanks. Have a nice Friday. Cheers.
Sokala Duma Radio.
For me, I think Mamelodi Sundowns deserve to be called Cup King. Let's see their performance since the arrival of Peter Mosimane. They won many cups, including the Foreign Cup, which is called African Cup of Nations. They also have a star. I think their performance, they have many cups and they're leading the race, the cup, the leagues. They have 8, while the other big teams, Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates, they have 4. And they won the Super Cup when they beat CP Mazembe for the Cup of African Super Cup, because they won champions, and they won Absa Premiership. That's why I think Sundowns deserve to be called Cup Kings.
All right, joining me now on the line is SuperSport United's communications manager, Brian. Brian, thank you very much for speaking to us on Sokala Duma. Well, you came up as the best team over the past 3 years from our fans on social media and on voice notes as the Cup Kings of Mzansi Football. Have you looked at yourselves as the brand like that?
Well, thanks for this opportunity, Nkululeko, and good afternoon to all the listeners. Well, as you know, SuperSport United, we're always a growing brand. We mix experienced players with youth players, and I'm actually grateful to and I thank to everyone for supporting us and the voice notes by voting us as one of the best teams to be called Cup Kings. Credit must go to everyone, I must say. We are a team that likes to win games. As you know, 10 years ago, we won the treble in the league. Mm-hmm. And I know in the past 10 years, we wanted to focus on winning trophies and competing with the big three, which is Sundowns, Kaizer Chiefs, and Orlando Pirates. So the approach we take in every season, and let's try our best to finish in the top three in the league. Should that fail, let's at least have a punt at the trophies. And as you could see in the past 3 seasons, we won the Nedbank back-to-back, won the MTN 8, we came runners-up in the Telkom, and we're in the final of the MTN 8, including the, I can't forget, the CAF Confederations Cup. So I must just say, we start the season with a plan, but we always want to become successful, just to challenge the brand, the bigger brand. You know?
Yeah, I mean, Kaizer Chiefs traditionally were known to be Cup Kings, and of course, the fact that they haven't won anything over the past 3 seasons means that there is a decline in that for that title. There's a decline. You can't really say that they are now the Cup Kings. Would you say that the Cup success is equivalent for you as a brand gaining success? Have you gained success in the market in terms of attracting followers?
Well, if you look when the team was formed, we're only 23 years old this year. And other teams, sort of our fellow colleagues, are in the 80s to 50 years. So we're a very young team. But I must say, as I stressed before, we do want to set new trends. We want to compete with the big three. We want to gain more followers in the stadium. So in order to gain more supporters, we need to play attractive football. That's what brings bums on seats. So I must say that I cannot speak for ourselves, not for any other teams. We just, every season when we meet, we do have, I don't want to call it a mandate, but we do want to achieve better than the previous season. And that's what we're doing at the moment in this current season by making the MTNA final.
And of course, Coach Gaetano will have an opportunity once again to slug it a 4A trophy during the MTN 8 final coming up at the end of this month. perhaps it's a nice thing that he's playing against as somewhat of a novice of a coach as well. In Coach Benny McCarthy, was in his second season at Cape Town City. What are your hopes for that? I'm sure you want to take it. Are you happy with the venue as well?
Well, let me answer a question about Kaitano Tembo. Kaitano Tembo is no stranger to the first team. He was third Baxter's assistant.
Mm.
He was Eric Sinclair's assistant. And when Eric resigned, he took the team for a crucial three months. As you can remember, we almost got relegated in that time.
Mm.
But he made us qualify for the top eight. So he's no stranger to the first team. He's got experience. He's got cup experience. He's got league experience. So for him being in the final, we see it as it's about time and well deserved. It's just a matter of time for him to take the team. He's a previous player of ours. He captained the side, so he knows the team inside out. So on the coach's perspective, I really think that it was bound to happen, and we're all very happy for him for succeeding in that manner. Coming to the cup final itself, it's in 2 weeks' time. We've got two crucial games before that. We've got Orlando Pirates tomorrow, as well as Black Leopards at home next week, Sunday. I would like to say that we're not really focusing on the cup at the moment, because we also want to, as I said to you at the beginning of the conversation, that we want to finish in the top three of the league.
Mm.
So we have to, as you can see our squad, we've got over 30 players. We want to strike the balance within the league and MTN 8. So by having a punt at the league, we're trying to do that in the next 2 weeks. And obviously, coming to answer the question about the MTN 8, we want to win it back-to-back. I think the only team who have done that is Orlando Pirates. We want to equal that record. And about the venue, I think it's at a neutral place. We both have to take flights to get to the venue.
Mm.
And the Durban people, we know that they come in numbers to support any football game that takes place, in fact any event that takes place. So we are really happy from SuperSport side to travel to Mozambique Mabida on the 29th of September.
All right, Brian, we thank you very much for giving us your time as usual, and you've been awarded by Sokola Duma followers, listeners, readers, the mantle of being the Cup Kings. And we, well, it's numbers don't lie, it's well deserved, and thank you very much for giving us your time.
Yes, I just would like to thank all the supporters who voted for us by voting SuperSport United as the Cup Kings of South African football. We are really humbled by that, and we will keep on doing what we do best on the field of God.
Sokola Duma Radio.
South African Cup Kings is Mamelodi Sundowns. My reason being, Sundowns in the past 3 seasons, they've won the league twice, and they've won every trophy except the MTN League. Well, what I mean with every trophy, I also mean the CAF Champions League and the Super Cup. Until a club win those 2 cups, a club hasn't achieved anything. That's my opinion. So Mamelodi Sundowns have gone from winning just the league and domestic trophies to winning CAF Champions League trophies. The last time a South African club did win the CAF Champions League was Orlando Pirates. I think it was around 96 or 98. That's more like 2 decades ago. So Mamelodi Sundowns keeps winning these days. And they don't just win, they win trophies. In one season, they make sure they collect a trophy. For the past 3 seasons, they've been dominating the South African football in and out. They went to Africa, dominate the African, the Continental Championship. What more do we want from those people? They are the Cup Kings.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, Banyana Banyana are currently hosting the COSAFA Women's Cup. They are hosting the Southern African teams here at home in the Eastern Cape, and they are the defending champions. At their first fixture they played against Madagascar, which they won 2-1. Their next match will be on the 14th of September against Botswana, and after that they will play against Malawi on the 17th of September. At the moment, the group looks as follows. In Group A, Botswana are number 1, having won 2-0. In their first fixture, South Africa won 2-1. They are also in second spot with 3 points. Botswana with 3 points as well. Madagascar and Malawi close off that group with 1 loss in one from 1 game. Well, we caught up then with Coach Desiree Ellis, who gave us his thoughts about the game that they played against Madagascar, and here's what she had to say.
I thought we started really, really well. passed the ball around really well at high speed and got the two goals. And after that, we almost stopped playing. Lost concentration a lot of times. Ran with the ball when we said we needed to play the ball around. Then we conceded a very silly goal. I thought that could have been avoided with a little bit more communication and concentration at the back. And then it became a battle, you know, but we got back into the dressing room and tried to settle things down. And then we got a second yellow, but we really regrouped and had quite a lot of opportunities after that to score. We created a lot of opportunities once again, you know, the goalkeeper was the player of the match, and it says that we hit a lot more on target, but I felt we could have finished a bit better, but very, very happy with the result. We can improve our performance, but we said the game was going to be difficult. You know, when the group came out, we said the group is difficult, and first games are normally difficult because both teams are still, haven't played any matches, so they can go hammer and tongs at each other, but you've also got to give credit to Madagascar. They really hurried us and hassled us and put us under pressure at times when we shouldn't have been put under pressure. But at the end of the day, we got the result and we're happy about that.
Taking a look now at the fixtures that will be taking place in the National First Division over the next 3 days, Witbank Spurs will be hosting Amatugs, whilst Sakuma Tsamatsibandira will travel to Royal Eagles. Ajax Cape Town also travel to TS Sporting, whilst Utongati's match against Royal Kings FC has now been postponed. So Witbank Spurs, Amatugs, Royal Eagles, Sakuma Tsamatsibandira, TS Sporting, Ajax Cape Town, all at 3 p.m. on Saturday, with Utongati and Royal Kings having been postponed due to the death of Utongati chairman Mr. Nicholas Mkhize. And then on Sunday, Maccabi will host Jomo Cosmos. Ubuntu FC Cape Town, without any win so far, will travel to TS Galaxy, and Mbombela will take on Stellenbosch in Stellenbosch. Those matches will play at 3 p.m. On Sunday. And on Monday, Cape Umoya United, Roger De Sa's team, will host Richards Bay, the high-flying Richards Bay FC, at 3 p.m. on Monday. Those are the fixtures in the National First Division. Let's now look at the fixtures at the top, at the in the APSA Premiership. Cape Town City will take on Kaizer Chiefs in a Hosanazo clash, which has been punted as David versus Goliath, but the twist being that David is now Kaizer Chiefs, and Goliath is slowly becoming Cape Town City. That match will be at 3 p.m. on Saturday. At the same time on Saturday, Chippa United will host Baroka FC, whilst at 6 p.m., Bidvest will look to continue their dominance at the top when they travel to Maritzburg United at 6 p.m. SuperSport United will take on Orlando Pirates at Orlando Stadium at 8:15 on Saturday. Polokwane City at the same time will host Free State Stars. And then on Sunday, only three matches are taking place. Highlands Park will host Golden Arrows, whilst Black Leopards will host Bloemfontein Celtic, and Mamelodi Sundowns will travel to AmaZulu. All those matches on Sunday at 3 p.m. And we thank you very much for listening to the weekend special. I've been your host, Nkululeko Nkeo, and I've enjoyed the show. Hope you too have enjoyed it. Catch us next week for the next edition of the weekend special.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.